turn. Now is the time to let the water run off the concrete of your mind. All the past and the future and all those thoughts, so it disappears to empty out. So, a few people have got empty minds anyway. That's my. Sometimes my teachers used to tell me that. There's nothing in there, is there? And I said, yes, thank you for appreciating my great wisdom. So, we're not trying to gain things, we're trying to empty out. We're trying to see how we can be free and light and peaceful. So, to do that, we close our eyes and empty our mind of all this sight, seeing people, seeing colors, seeing things, so at least we can empty our minds of all the visual clutter of our lives. And then we sit down in our posture, and as I say every week, the first thing we do is to check how we are sitting, just little area by area. I usually start by checking my bottom first of all. Is it sitting comfortably on the cushion? Or if you've got a fat bottom like me, you don't need cushions sometimes. You've got your own upholstery, which is very handy if you have to travel around as much as I do. And then just check, though, is your bottom comfortable on its seat? Do you need to move, adjust? Because sometimes a tiny adjustment means you're going to be pain-free and comfortable for the rest of the meditation. So be mindful, be aware of your physical posture, starting off with the bottom. And then you check your legs. How are your legs folded or bent over the chair? Are they in such a position you can maintain that comfort for the 30 minutes of the meditation period? Or will you need to move? So I'm asking you to be mindful of how you have your legs positioned. And if necessary, move them. And to see if the mindfulness tells you that the position has improved in comfort. In meditation, we don't just endure. We just find out how to relieve our body of, first of all, improper postures, not by being told what's the best, but by feeling it with your mindfulness. How does your legs feel? Can it be improved? If so, do so. And that is a combination of mindfulness and kindness, working hand in hand. And then I go to my back to make sure that's comfortable. I just focus on all the feelings and sensations in my back, checking that it's not too tight, not too loose, that it's well supported, not too far to the left, too far to the right. And then I look at my arms and hands to make sure they're comfortable too. And then look at your head, balanced on top of your neck, making sure not too far to the left or the right. And I like to just focus on the muscles around my eyes and mouth. And see if I can relax them. It's a very simple exercise in mindfulness and the feedback which you get, which teaches you how to relax muscles around the eyes and the mouth. You can feel the sensations change. You can feel the eyes relaxing and the mouth loosening and the forehead relaxing too. To is a little method of using mindfulness to give you feedback so you know how to relax. And that same thing which you use to relax the muscles around the eyes and the mouth and letting go is what you use to go into deeper relaxation. Every week when I sit here, there's always one part of my body which is irritating. This time of the year, it's usually the throat. Other times, it might be the stomach. It could be the knees. So can you feel that part of the body which is most irritating at this moment? And focus in on that. Zoom in on the most irritating part of your body. So your mindfulness is totally concerned with that one part of the body which needs some attention, because it's irritating, it's painful, it's aching. When I focus in, I can do a little bit of letting go. I often imagine that in this case my throat is like it's being pulled. There's a rope and two people on either end are pulling it tight. And I imagine that those two people let go. And the string becomes loose. And my throat relaxes. The muscles, the tension, lessens because I let go. So whatever part of the body is irritating or aching, be aware of it. Notice how those feelings change until you learn, often just by trial and error, how to ease those feelings. The mindfulness will show you if they're getting more intense. The mindfulness will show you if they're getting more at ease. You're getting feedback. And you soon work out what you need to do to ease those feelings, or what you should avoid, which always makes those feelings more intense or more of a problem. You learn from the feedback given by awareness. keep focusing on the irritating feeling until it eases off so much that it's not a problem anymore. And then your mindfulness can go to another part of the body which needs some help. Just a week or two ago, I had the Cancer Support Association, or Wellness Association, they call themselves now, at Bodhinyana Monastery. And I could teach them this method so they could focus on that part of the body which had the tumor and relax it to the max to bring health to their body. Because when the body's relaxed, energies flow freely. So once one part is relaxed, I go to another part. Zoom in again on an irritating feeling. Know it as fully as I can. Observe that feeling increase, decrease in intensity. And learn why. I learn how to relax my own body very, very deeply. I do this at the beginning of the meditation, so my posture is really strong. And also, as the exercise in mindfulness and letting go, relaxing. When my body is ready, relax. Then I can start to relax my mind. Not resisting anything. Just letting things be. I often imagine my mind like a lake. And all the thoughts, they're just like waves on the surface of the lake. And I don't really pay too much attention to the particulars, the details of the thoughts. I look underneath the underlying irritation or agitation of my mind. What is behind all those thinking, or rather underneath it all? This agitation, lack of peace, lack of contentment. Once I look at the right place underneath the thoughts, the lake, not the waves, then I can relax my mind. My mindfulness can show me just that mind getting more tense, more agitated, or getting more at ease, more peaceful. And I soon learned the similar thing which relaxed my body, letting go, not pulling or pushing, not stretching, not trying to get somewhere or do something. That's more stress. Just letting go and being what I am in this moment. That relaxes. Just be mindful of how peaceful you are or how agitated. If you had to give a number from 1 to 10, how peaceful you are, what number would it be? And see if you can build that number up to get closer to peace. What do you need to do to achieve that? You'll soon find, by trial and error and the feedback from mindfulness, that letting be, being kind, being empty, that is what creates peace. When the mind is peaceful enough, that's the time you can start focusing on your breathing in order to make sure you don't drift off into thoughts. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out right now? How do you know? What sensation is it that tells you the breath is going into your body? Or tells you it's going out. That is called the feeling of the breath. So you just follow that feeling. Simple. But to make it a little bit more interesting, as you're breathing in, you can say to yourself, breathe in peace. And imagine the peace coming into your mind. Visualize it. Draw a picture of peace, however you feel it. It's the beach, the bush, a silent place. Feel that peace coming in with every in-breath. And every out-breath, whatever it is you need to let go of, sickness, tension, fear, imagine that going out with every out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. is getting close to end of meditation now. How do you feel? How relaxed is your body? How at ease is it? How peaceful is your mind? That's all that meditation really is. Learning how to bring peace of mind. To cultivate it, to generate it. To know how to go back there whenever you need. To experience the joy of a mind which is content within itself. Doesn't need anything. Is truly at peace. So now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Again, always listen 3 times to each gong. And at the end of the 3rd ringing, come out from the meditation.